Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, right here on AM 73, WPIT in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. In the studio today with us is Maria Silvestri, and she's going to tell us a little more about some of the happenings of the Russians in the homeland in just a little bit. But before we start with our first number, I do want to get a shout out to our good friend. His name is Bishop John Kudrick. I was on Facebook putting out the announcement for today, and Bishop John said, I will be listening. So I do want to send a shout out to Bishop John. Thank you for listening, Bishop. Bishop John is the reigning bishop of the Eparchy of Parma in Ohio. Bishop John also was the spiritual director for the Slavyani Folk Ensemble for many years when he was pastor there. He is the priest who married myself and my wife and baptized my first child, Nicholas. So I do want to say hi to him. Thank you for listening, and thank you for helping not only Slavyani, but Bishop John also helped out the CRS whenever we were in our infancy, helping to do some printing and things like that down at Holy Ghost. So Bishop John, thank you for listening. Our first number today comes from Zakarpattia. Mark, let's play it. You know, when we talk about the Russian heritage and the Russian traditions, you think about things that we did, 100, 200 years ago, but that's not the way it is. There are traditions that are being started today and are being continued. And as I said earlier, we have Maria Silvestri with us, who's going to talk to us about some of those new traditions in the Russian homeland. So, Maria, thank you for coming to the radio show today. Welcome.
Thanks, Dean. It's fun to be here doing this with you in person. The last time I was on the show, we did it from Prešov, so it's good to be sitting right next to you.
That's right. That's right. So there's a new tradition that's going on with the Rusyns, not only in Slovakia, but also in Poland and Ukraine that happens every year. Tell us about that.
Well, this is an annual hike. This is the fourth year that this has happened, and it's a hike to the mountain called Kremenets. Mm-hmm. And this mountain is the border where Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine meet at the summit of this mountain. So for the fourth year this year, Rusyns from all three countries came to celebrate the graduation of the Rusyn school children from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And this is a huge thing because first off, as anybody who has ever sat at the border of Slovakia and Ukraine knows, there's the border, you know, we're all really conscious of that border.
Yes.
And when we go to Kremenets, this is an opportunity for these kids from Ukraine to be in contact with their brothers and sisters that are not, you know, that are in Europe, let's say in the European Union side of Rusynlandia. And you know, so this is a way for all of us to come together. And as you know, we know you can't see a border. So right. When we're on top of Kremenets together, for those 24 hours, maybe there's no border between us. We're all together and in our homeland together with no borders dividing us.
And that's the important thing. Being Rusyn does not mean you're from what country. It's being Rusyn, and that's the big cheese there.
Yeah.
Tell us how you get to Kremenets. It's not just like going to down the road here.
No.
It takes you kind of a little while to get there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I've only gone up from the Slovak side, although I'd like to try it from the other sides as well. From Slovakia, you go to the village of Nova Sedlica,
right,
which is the end of the road.
That's right.
It's like there's nothing left after.
That's right.
The road in Nova Sedlica ends at this trail to Kremenets, and then it's about, I don't know, maybe 10 miles. I don't know. It's long enough. you know, up a mountain, back down, and then up the mountain of Kremenets. And from there, you get to the top of the mountain, and we're all together at the border of Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine.
And you've been there.
If I can interrupt,
yes.
I just have one quick question. Now, is that a trail that you can ride in your vehicle, or is it walking?
No. It's walking only.
Wow.
So
well,
you can. I think
I
you can get up with a quad.
I did see a couple ATVs.
Yeah.
You went up with a quad.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. This is sort of possible, but not really, if that makes sense, because those are police and border police ATVs that go up there, and that's to check on us. But most people walk up. I mean, and to make sure that we're safe. I mean, there was actually about 100 of us there, and so it's good that the governments of all three countries knew that we were there, and they were, you know, able to make sure that we were safe.
And I saw pictures that Milan had a little helmet on,
riding up
with all of the goodies, quote-unquote. You had to take some good stuff up didn't you?
We did, and we also had to make sure that we had food and water because we stayed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And Milan Garbera, our good friend from Prešov, along with the folk group Šadiš, came, and we had a lovely time singing into the night. And dancing, I might add.
Well, let's get to something that is from Kremenets. This is a mix of three different songs. The first one is Ačia to Hža, the second one is Ked mi prišla kartka, and the third one is Oj vyšel prilet holubka. And this all happened in Kremenets just a couple weeks ago. Play it, Mark.
Thank you. свого няня умоляти. О, няню, мій няню, чини мені волю, зі заня служити на тобою. О, няню, мій няню, чини мені волю, зі заня служити на тобою. Дали музиканту, дали місця з очі цю золяти, ніхто не заплаче, ні отих знімати, лен за мною заплачу, ніхто не заплаче, ні отих знімати, лен за мною заплачу, а єдна заплаче, бо я її брат, а друга заплаче, бо я її брат, а третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона от мене безпінує.
Ой, війшов стрілець темного луга, ой, війшов стрілець темного луга, стріли в голову. Голуба забив, голубку лишив, так він розлучив пару голубів, так він розлучив пару голубів. Голубка не їсть, голубка не п'є, голубка не їсть, голубка не п'є. Лиш піду, биду, плакати йде. Лиш піду, биду, плакати йде. Не буду їсти, не буду пити. Не буду їсти, не буду пити. Як і світ білий, ми жити, як і світ білий, ні з ким ми жити.
As we say some things that aren't consumable for human ears here in the studio, I welcome back Maria Silvestri, who was at Kremenet for this undertaking. And tell us, Maria, who was there and who sponsored this event and how did everything go?
So this, what's as I mentioned before, what's wonderful about this is that we're celebrating the graduation of the kids who do the who take part in the Rusyn Sunday schools in Ukraine. This is a program that the CRS has helped to support in few years, and that we hope will continue. And you can, our listeners and friends, can help support that.
Definitely.
This is a 5-year course, and so these kids at the end of these 5 years receive a certificate and also are kind of given an oath to say about, you know, that I like something like, I will support the Rusyn culture and I will not be ashamed to be Rusyn and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the kids from Mukachevo region were there because they kind of take turns every year from different regions coming to this. And we had, plus those of us who come to celebrate with these kids. And so there was probably around 100 of us there.
Wow.
And we put some pictures on Facebook just
now. That's right.
We just did. You can, if you're fans of the Carpathia Rusyn Heritage Radio program on Facebook,
there's a lot of us.
Yeah, you can see this and you'll see more of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there. The sponsors of this program this year were the World Congress of Rusyns and the World Forum of Rusyn Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so there we also had representatives from the World Council of Rusyns, from Ukraine, Mykola Bobinets, and from North America, Slava Merhiryak.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the World Council of Rusyns, Dura Papuga, was also there this year.
Good.
Is amazing. We had actually four Rusyns from Vojvodina coming up to the top of the mountain, which is 1,221 meters above sea level. So for our Rusyn brothers and sisters from Serbia, this was huge because, of course,
they
Vojvodina.
Don't have anything down there.
No,
it's
Vojvodina
flat
is
as
like
a pancake.
flat.
That's
flat,
right.
Flat.
I remember it was Ulxi Kedah's story.
Right.
Oof.
And
there's
so
nothing there.
So this 1,200 meters above sea level was
that's
significant.
So that's about 3,500 feet for us non-metric people here.
Right. And 70s flashback now. And this.
Oh, yeah. considering you weren't even born yet in the 70s,
yeah, right?
Come on.
And so for our Vojvodinian friends, this was really huge, and we're really glad that they survived because it was kind of an ordeal. And so we were there to celebrate together, and I'm really this is a wonderful thing for us to share.
And what we have next is our good friends from Folklore Nisubwater Shadish. You may remember them coming here in 2006. We're trying to get them back here next year to perform for us. So, Maria, you have their, quote-unquote, new CD, which came out last year, but we haven't heard it yet. And, they were all there at Kremenes,
right,
too.
Why
right?
We're playing this today is actually because they were invited by the Club Rusinov Slovenska, the Club of Rusins in Slovakia, to come to be part of the festivities on Kremenets.
And here's the best thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, is that most of the members of Folklore Nisubwater Shadish are not ethnically Rusin. They're ethnically Slovak. But they embrace the Rusin culture, and they embrace the songs and the dances through their leaders, Milan Garbera, Joško Piro, and Fero Novotny, and they do it, and they like it. So let's go to this number. This one is the girls of Folklore Nisubwater Shadish with Mamko Moja. So once again, we're here with Maria Silvestri, who has spent a lot of time in the Rusin homeland. Maria, what else do you have to have for us today?
Well, I just would like to finish this up with a thought that we all talk a lot about the need to make sure that young Rusins are staying involved in their culture, and as we just mentioned, people that aren't Rusin also being interested in being Rusin and being with us, and we do that in Europe with these new traditions like Kremenets,
right,
with these folk ensembles like Folklore Nisubwater Shadish, and also here in America with the Rusin folk groups that exist, notably Slavyani. And I know that it's time for new members start kind of joining the group, and this is a great way to kind of raise consciousness. And so I would encourage people to involve their children in that. That's how I got started with all of this stuff.
That's right. You are an alumni of Slaviani.
Right.
That's right.
And this is a way to help give young Rusyns an idea of who they are and mm-hmm. to participate actively in their culture.
Here in America with Slaviani Folk Ensemble, we preserve mainly the Rusyn traditions, but we also preserve the other Slavic nationalities, which we're very proud to do. If you are interested in becoming a member of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, please give me a call, Dean Poloka. We are accepting new applicants for this year's season. You can call me at area code 412-877-9351 or send me some email, rusynradio@c-rs.org. And next we have Bože from the boys of Folkorni Subor Šariš. Join the Carpatha Rusyn Society for Mushroom Walk 2. Hopefully this will take place next Sunday, August 28th at 11 a.m. in Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights, New York. The New York chapter invites everyone to participate. The walk will be led by our good friend Steve Rock at Sylvan Glen. The weather is warm. It's warm. And it's also raining. Raining a little too much here. Mushroom weather. Hopefully mushroom weather in New York. Steve will provide the participants the art and the science of finding and picking mushrooms, which is an integral part of everyday Rusyn cuisine, and as I tell you every week, an integral part of my cuisine, because I love mushrooms. I eat them. I don't do anything else with them. No. You'll spend 60 to 90 minutes collecting wild mushrooms, depending on the weather and other conditions, as we all start having a chuckle from my humor here. They will reconvene and discuss what they've found. Light refreshments will be available. You can decide on the length of the time out mushroom hunting before you start. So, if you're interested in Mushroom Walk 2, or Mushroom Walk 2, please call Mushroom Walk 2. Call Jerry Chanda at area code 609-882-8222.
4872. And also going on next Sunday is the Lucia Kermesh. This will take place from noon until 6 o'clock at Campground 70, 1 mile north of Bentleyville, Pennsylvania. Turn off exit 32B on Interstate 70 and follow the Kermesh signs. If you're interested in Lucia Kermesh 2011, please call Joe and Diana Perun at area code 724-239-2737. All right, next we're going to go to, this is Junior with some Russian salsa. Hey, holoshe, holoshe. I'm going to try and announce some things here as we got to the last couple minutes here. St. Nicholas Carpatho Russian Orthodox Church in Barton, Ohio, celebrating their 100th anniversary, presents the Duquesne University Tamboritzins. This will be held on Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. at the historic Capitol Theater in Wheeling, West Virginia. Tickets are $20 and $15 and are available by calling 1-800-745-3000. Slovak, Russian, and religious items will be available for purchase before and after the performance. St. Nicholas Carpatho Russian Orthodox Church welcomes you. Also taking place on the 17th of September will be the 7th annual Carpatho Russian Vatra. We'll tell you more about that next week. We got a lot of time for announcements then, so just mark your calendars. Thank you very much. We will see you again next week. Thank you, Maria, for coming today.
Thank you, Dean.
No problem. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Zbohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсадешно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!